There is no wiggle room for tardiness in the media. If you are even 5 minutes late for an interview, you can blow the entire opportunity. Many interviews are live and short in duration, so if you miss the window by even 2 minutes, it can cost you the entire segment. Not to mention, the producer will not be pleased with you, and therefore you potentially risk that relationship too. Being on time in other areas of life is also just as important. Showing up late to a meeting, job interview, work, or even your next family event sends a strong message. Either you are too important for the person you are meeting up with and do not value their time, or you are simply too disorganized to get there on time. To cover up tardiness, most of us default to blame shifting. It's because of the weather, traffic, the kids, the car, or that evil alarm clock that is just out to get you and did not go off again. Before you blame someone or something else for your tardiness, dissect the punctuation problem and clock it. You can only use a variety of excuses for tardiness before people will just dismiss you and strategically find ways to stop working with you, avoid inviting you, or basically just edge you out of the next opportunity or deal. The pitch challenge today: peel back your own excuses and examine the reality of why you are always late. Then develop a strategy for yourself that will correct the problem. I've had to do this with myself before, and what I now realize is I have a very unrealistic reality on exactly how long it takes me to complete certain tasks. In my mind, I believe I can bang out a social media post for a client in 15 minutes. In reality, it can take me up to 30 minutes to do it thoughtfully and without making any mistakes. Of course, I try to cram as much as I can into my schedule, but I become late if I don't leave early enough to give myself time for unpredictable delays like traffic, people, or weather that occur 75% of the time. To remedy this, I double the time it'll take me to get from point A to point B, and that still usually always gets me there right on time, but not late. You may think it's not a big deal to be perpetually 15 minutes late to everything, but in time, you will find that not being on time can cost you dearly in both your business and personal relationships.